AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The President of Finland and the Prime Minister of Sweden are at the White House to meet with President Biden. Because of Russia's war in Ukraine, the two countries want to join NATO.
This is a victory for democracy in action. Finland and Sweden are seeking to join NATO because their citizens demanded it, and their elected leaders heard them. That's how it works.
Turkey opposes the two additions to NATO. President Vladimir Putin has demanded NATO stop expanding toward Russia's borders. Russia says hundreds more Ukrainian fighters who made their stand inside Mariupol's bombed-out steel plant have surrendered. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf is testifying before a House committee on the shortage of baby formula.
We will certainly find specific issues where we could have done better. And we will, of course, take accountability for any shortcomings.
Califf says steps need to be taken to fix this.
And unless we make the right investments in our infrastructure, including technology, data, people, and a modernized supply chain system, we will continue to see shortages and problems across the industries we regulate.
Formula is in short supply because of the recent shutdown of the largest U.S. formula factory and supply disruptions related to the pandemic. Jordan's King Abdullah has gone public with the royal rift with his half-brother and formalized the former crown prince's house arrest, calling him erratic. The monarch had placed his half-brother under house arrest last year for his alleged plot to destabilize the kingdom. One person was killed, another injured in a shooting last night after a high school graduation at Middle Tennessee University. The sheriff told local media the shooter or shooters remain at large. Canine units and others are canvassing the area. Stocks are mixed so far on Wall Street after big, big losses yesterday. The Dow remains lower. This is AP News. The white man accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket made a brief court appearance.
This time he's held over for further action of the grand jury. He's remanded.
18-year-old Peyton Gendron was wearing orange clothing and a mask, but said nothing at the court proceeding. The assistant district attorney said that a grand jury had indicted Gendron on a charge of first-degree murder. As he was led out of the courtroom to return to jail, somebody yelled at him. Peyton, you're a coward, the person said, in case you couldn't hear that. Authorities are continuing to investigate the possibility of hate crime and terrorism charges. WKBW-TV in Buffalo provided the sound from the courtroom. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously occupied homes slowed for the third consecutive month in April as mortgage rates surged, driving up borrowing costs for would-be buyers. Home prices soared to new highs. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.